always the hardest. The first day of prison, the hallways, the darkest like a goblin. The voice is haunted. Faggot, sissy, punk, queen, queer. Words he used before had a new meaning in here. As a group of men in front of him laughing came near. For the first time in his life, the young bully felt fear. He'd never been on this side of the name Colin. Five against one, they had his back up against the wall. And he had never questioned his own sexuality. But this group of men didn't hesitate their reality with an awful, powerful, shout, an hour full of violence. The butchers took his boots off the indominus. They didn't hear him screaming, they didn't hear him pleading. They took what they wanted and then just left them bleeding in the corner. The giant would be to Jack Horner. The victim makes things simpler. It's like breathing with a respirator. It eases the conscience of even the most conscious and calculating violator. The power of words, don't take it for granted. When you hear a man ranting, don't just read the lips. Be more sublime than this. Put everything in context. Is this a tale of rough justice in a land where there's no justice at all? Who is really the victim? Or are we all the cause, a victim of it all? When death is the silence, in this language of violence, death is the silence. But death is the silence, in this cycle of violence, death is the silence. You won't see the face till the eyelids drop. You won't hear the screaming until it stops. You won't see the face till the eyelids drop. You won't hear the screaming until it stops.
In the United States, we are generating 2,400 pounds per year of hazardous waste. I think that recent national polls show clearly the concern on the part of the public and that environmental issues are the number one issue.
The 50s, particles drifted, a wave set in motion, the Pacific Ocean, test of the hydrogen bomb, there from would come too close to home, ships on the test put to rest and convalesce, with heavily armed guard, in Hunters Point shipyard, heavy metal sandblast, base mass deoxidized, remove the radiation from the outside, a hazardous cargo, dumped into the harbor, went farther than that though. From the blasting made into sidewalks, played on by kids that just got over chicken box. Going faces, all races, hopscotch, bare feet on Geiger counter concrete. Mother prepares a fruit salad treat to eat, sprayed with messed up pesticides. None have been tested for health effects on the side. Medical, racial, social statistics. As everyday life become a health risk. Medical, racial, social statistics. Does everyday life become a health risk? Meanwhile, back in the backyard, by the lights up a barbecue fire, ready to those hormone injected meat on top of a toxic source of heat. He becomes lightheaded as the toxins easily meet with the lighter in his head. And he glances to his portable television set. From his eyes, he wipes the double vision sweat. Visions of white supremacists posing as right conservationists. Holding an area in a gray in Woodstock. Leave the stray sheep into the flock. Hook
And I'm in with the music of flower power. Change the energy into firepower. A medical race of social statistics. As everyday life become a health risk. A medical race of social statistics. As everyday life become a health risk. Hallucinate, disassociate the pain in their bodies from the pain in their minds. They go inside and remember a time before the world went completely blind, when people grew bald naturally, no mutations, unlike skinheads and chemotherapy patients. Medical race and social statistics. Has everyday life become a health risk? Medical race and social statistics. Has everyday life become a health risk? Medical race and social statistics. Has everyday life become a health risk? Medical race and social statistics. Has everyday life become a health risk?
Stop thinking about music and politics. I would tell you that sometimes it's easier to desire and pursue the attention and admiration of 100 strangers than it is to accept the love and loyalty of those closest to me. And I would tell you that sometimes I prefer to look at myself through someone else's eyes. Eyes that aren't clouded with the tears of knowing what an asshole I can be, as yours are. If ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, I might be able to listen in silence to your concerns, rather than hearing everything as an accusation or an indictment. Tell you that sometimes I use sex to avoid communication. It's the best escape when we're down on our luck. But I can express more emotions than laughter, anger, and let's fuck. If ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, if ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, if ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, if ever I would stop thinking about music and politics. If ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, I would tell you that I pooped in my own dog dish. Sometimes I would rather face not eating than face licking it clean and admitting when I'm selfish. And I tell you that I'm suffering from the worst type of loneliness. The loneliness of being misunderstood.
And coming up next on Free Radio Santa Cruz 101.1 FM, with special guests Berkeley poet Julia Vinograd, Buena Vista homeless protector and right-wing preacher Wiley Drake, and three folks from the streets of Santa Cruz, including a 92-year-old Bessie in a wheelchair, Bathrop's Piers Broadsides, the August 1st, 2004 show. Stay with us.